USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California federal judge David Carter alleges evidence that President Trump engaged in a conspiracy to defraud the United States, ordering the transfer of four emails from Trump attorney John Eastman to the mostly partisan January 6th committee. The judge ruled attorney-client privilege does not apply in this case. The Department of Justice announced a Pennsylvania man, Robert Maverick Vargo, was indicted Wednesday for allegedly threatening to kill President Biden, January 6th Chair Bernie Thompson, and a U.S. District Court judge. An Air Force jet crashed at the end of the runway near Salt Lake City, Utah on Wednesday. The F-35 crashed at Hill Air Force Base at the north end of the runway, the 388th Fighter Wing tweeted. The wing commander at the base confirmed the pilot ejected to safety and that no one else was harmed. One witness on Fox 13 in Utah.
Like, I was just watching it. I was in the right-hand lane, and they just see it going down, and then it just hits that hill, and you just see it burst up in flames and then black smoke just going all over the place.
Democrat Utah State Senator Gene Davis announced plans to resign from the Utah legislature on Wednesday. The announcement came hours after the Utah Senate released the outcome of an independent investigation that found he more likely than not violated the chamber's anti-harassment policies against a former female intern, Elizabeth Converse. Ms. Converse thanked Republicans for protecting her and assisting in the legal process. The first Native American woman in space said Wednesday she is overwhelmed by the beauty and the delicacy of Mother Earth and is channeling positive energy as her five-month mission is now officially underway. NASA astronaut Nicole Mann made the announcement from the International Space Station. Ms. Mann is a member of the Wailaki of the Round Valley Indian Tribes in Northern California. USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Inflation and illness in the United States is resulting in one Thanksgiving staple becoming very expensive.
Turkey prices are 73% higher than last year, and analysts say they could stay that way through the holiday. It's largely due to the spread of bird flu, which led to a smaller supply. Higher feed costs and a labor shortage also factored into the increase in price. The USDA says the cost of an 8 to 16 pound bird is $1.99 a pound, compared to $1.15 last year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The upgraded tent city Mayor Adams set up for New York City's illegal immigrants is a utopia compared to the dingy, rundown accommodations in a homeless shelter just yards away. The tents have laundry service, TVs, phones, Xbox gaming machines. 36-year-old New York City homeless resident Baron Hines says the smell is awful on every floor of the homeless shelter he's living in. The Biden administration on Wednesday announced a round of criminal charges and sanctions related to a complicated scheme to procure military technologies from U.S. manufacturers and illegally supply them to Russia for its war in Ukraine. The Department of Justice charged nearly a dozen people in separate cases in New York and Connecticut. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.